It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. So there's a big old trucker convoy going on in Canada. So I don't know if you know, but a couple of weeks ago, Canada put out an edict that says, hey, if you're coming to Canada and you're a trucker, you need to be vaccinated. Well, about half the truckers are vaccinated and about half of them aren't, but truckers are like really in demand right now. We have a supply chain crisis and truckers are like, you ain't going to tell me what to do. Well, maybe a couple of them said, you can tell me what to do, because otherwise they didn't want to lose their trucking job or they didn't care about getting the, you know, the shot. But now what's happening is they started to talk on their little radios and all of a sudden it became a huge movement to say, hey, look, government's not going to tell us what to do. The U.S. government got involved and says, you're not coming over here unless you've gotten the shot. So the truckers are like, whoa, hang on a second. And they started creating this convoy. Convoy is when you get one truck after the next, and they're on a mission. And they've driven all across Canada. And there's like, I don't know, I think 50,000 trucks or something like that, like all kinds of trucks, dump trucks, garbage trucks, you know, diesels, you know, 18 wheelers, whatever kind of truck, even pickup trucks are there. And now cars are joining. And there's like that many, it's 70 kilometers long, which if you're in US, you don't use the metric system, it's about 40, 50 miles long. Imagine 40 to 50 miles of trucks that are coming to the capital of Canada in Ottawa, right? So these trucks have made their way to Canada. People have been joining and there's people on bridges and they're waving their flags and the press isn't covering it, right? And I'll probably get censored on this video or this podcast, but the press isn't covering it because they don't want to show that people have power, even if they don't have some weaponry, right? Their weaponry is their ability to join together. And Canadians are just tired of being pushed around. Like they've been pushed around for almost 2 years now. Can't go out. Like the last thing I heard, and I know somebody in Canada, they said, you can't go to a Costco unless you're escorted in and you're only allowed to buy groceries. And you can only go in if you've had the jab. And you can only go in to buy groceries and food. You can't buy like other stuff that Costco sells, right? And then you're escorted out. Otherwise, you're locked down in your home. Here we are 2 years later. Everybody's been the good little person in Canada because that's what Canadians do. They comply with stuff. They're really nice people. And so they comply. They believe their government. They believe Trudeau is awesome or whatever. I don't know what they believe about that guy. But like they've done everything they're supposed to do. And they're still getting the sickness, right? And so if they're still getting the sickness, they're like, wait a minute, what are we doing? Especially the truckers. They're like, wait, hang on a second. You need us. And if you need somebody, you don't piss them off. And so they've pissed off the truckers. And now the truckers have gotten together and they ran into Ottawa. So you can't get in or out of Ottawa right now, the capital of Canada. It's a small town. And Trudeau, you know, a good leader would normally stand up and go, you know, we're going to stand firm. We believe that this is the right thing to do. What did he do? He left. He took off in the middle of the night, went to some little secret hideout because he's scared of the truckers. What are they going to do to him? Well, they should do stuff to him because they've been oppressed for a long time and they're not taken anymore. I find it really funny that the press doesn't cover it. They're more worried about Neil Young, this 107-year-old rock and roll guy that has been pulling his music off of Spotify, which is not even really a story. And some guy named Nils Lofgren in Norway pulling his stuff off of Spotify, and Joni Mitchell, all these really old artists are pulling their music off of Spotify. Nobody knows who they are anyway, so it's not like they're going to drop in sales. They're just jerks trying to force one of the only bastions of free speech, which is Spotify right now, to get rid of other people's podcasts. Joe Rogan, for example, they don't want Joe Rogan's podcast on there because he lets people say it how it is. He doesn't censor people. He shuts up and lets people talk. And they don't like that because it's not part of the narrative. It's not part of the Trudeau narrative either. They're more concerned about that. And so people are looking at that going, hey, wait a minute here. Why do we care about this? But that's who the press is covering because they don't want you to know that there's a big movement that's very powerful and will have a big voice. And I don't know where it's going to go in the future. We'll see. We'll see how this podcast ages. But there's some really interesting things going on in the world. It's happening in Australia, where they've been the most oppressed country for the last 2 years. It's going to happen. It's starting to happen in the United States. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in France. It's happening around the world. You're not hearing about it because the press has their own agenda, right? It's a very left-wing agenda. I don't know what they're trying to do, but I have a feeling it's not good. And hey, look, if it's good, let people talk, right? Let people have a debate about it. Don't censor them. This is what Russia did, right? We had Pravda, supposed to be the truth, right? That was the official paper of the USSR back in the 80s, 70s, 60s. Well, that was all government-approved stuff that they propagandized out to you, right? That was what you read, and you were like, well, this is the truth. But there wasn't another side. There wasn't a debate, and you saw how oppressed those people were. And we're going that same direction because we're systemically trying to get rid of our institutions and trying to create censorship so that people can't talk. It's a real shame. But these truckers in Canada, hats off to them, and I give them a lot of credit for doing what they're doing because they may make some change in the world. We'll see. See you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.